How do you take a quantum leap in your business? How do you go from where you are now to where you want to be? Because there's probably a gap where you are in your business, where you are in your life, and then you're thinking about where you want to be. And sometimes that can feel like an overwhelming leap of faith. So today we're going to talk about how do you take that leap? How do you take a quantum leap in your business to end up somewhere you have never been before? Let's talk about it.
You're listening to Success in Mind, the show for high-performing leaders, change makers, and entrepreneurs ready to take your life and business to the next level. If you're ready for whole life success, keep listening.
Often I hear entrepreneurs say things like, I'm not going to take this opportunity. My intuition is telling me I shouldn't do it. Or I just have this feeling that this isn't the right step for me. This isn't the right thing for me to do in my business. And we always hear people say things like, you should always go with your gut. Trust your intuition. But here's what I've come to recognize over the years. And this might be a little bit of a controversial take. The coaches may not like me for this, but you can't always trust your intuition. You can't always trust your gut. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to preface this by saying, if you are walking somewhere at night and you get that spidey sense that you should not turn down that alley, yes, listen to it. That is your unconscious mind keeping you safe. So in those circumstances where it's actually a question of physical safety, you meet someone and you just feel an instant repulsion to them, like, oof, I need to stay away from that person. They don't feel safe to me right now. Listen to those instincts. Those are instincts. Those you need to listen to. That is for your safety and protection. When we're talking about your business and you're evaluating if you should launch this course right now, or if you should create a podcast, if you should do this talk, whatever it is, more times than not, what I have found is that those decisions are not actually coming from your intuition. They're not coming from your higher self or higher guidance. They're coming from fear. Those decisions are being made based on something that happened in the past. So inside of you, you are holding the knowledge of everything you've ever experienced. You're even holding the knowledge of what your ancestors have experienced. So let's take speaking on stage. So let's say that you want to speak on stage, but you get this fear every time you do it. That's a very common fear. The most common fear is the fear of public speaking. So now it comes to an opportunity where you can give a talk. And if you are getting signals from your body that it's scary, I don't want to do it, that's not intuition. That is not your higher self guiding you. That is fear based on either something that's come from the past. You know, maybe in the third grade, you stood up to read something in class and somebody laughed at you. Or maybe you have an ancestor somewhere down your line who got in trouble for speaking up. And so you carry in you this fear that if I speak up, if I use my voice in public, that could be death, metaphorically or literally. And then we think, oh, that's my intuition. My intuition is telling me this isn't the right step for me to take in my business. My intuition, my gut is telling me that I should not be doing this speaking event. But it's not that at all. It's actually your fear. And that fear is holding you back. It's not actually keeping you safe. Fear does not keep you safe. What keeps you safe is awareness of your surroundings. Your fight or flight response keeps you safe. That instinct to not go down that alley, not walk through that door, that's keeping you safe. What doesn't keep you safe are these highly irrational fears like public speaking, especially in the Western world where we are safe to speak in public. Now, if you are listening to this and you are in a part of the world where you can't speak out against certain things and you can't say certain things because that would put your life at risk, then yes, that is a safety concern. But those of us living in a democratic society, you can speak up against things. And that thing inside of you telling you, don't do it, is fear. There's a really fine difference between them. So I'll have business owners telling me, well, I have this opportunity to go to this event, but I don't know. Everything inside of me is telling me, don't do it, don't go. I'm not going to get anything from it. I challenge them on it because often that's coming from fear. Because all we can do is make decisions based on what we know from the past. So if you're carrying with you from the past, if you're carrying with you negative emotions, limiting decisions you made in the past, thoughts about yourself like, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, things don't work out for me. If you're holding on to traumas from the past, then you might be making decisions based on, or well, I'll tell you, then you are making decisions based on these past influences and not necessarily on what is best for you or what is aligned with your highest intention and your greatest good. Because your unconscious mind wants to keep you safe. And so if it perceives any kind of threat to your safety, which includes any threat to the status quo or what you're doing now, that could be scary. And something scary must not be safe. We need to challenge these thoughts. We need to challenge them and really look at, where is this coming from? You could ask yourself questions like, what am I truly afraid of happening? If I take this opportunity, what are the consequences if I do it? What are the consequences if I don't do it? I'm working with a client right now who is doing some very extraordinary things. I won't go into details because I don't want to give anything away, of course, about who this client is and to protect their confidentiality. But they are doing some extraordinary things, things that would terrify most of the people listening here. And at one point, they said to me, I'm afraid that it could be taken away from me, that if I really go for this, it could all be taken away and I could lose it. And I said, and what would happen then? And they said, well, that would hurt. I don't know if I would recover from something like that. And I said, so what happens if you never do it? And we went down that rabbit hole of, what happens if you just never do it? Like, just don't do it then. Don't pursue it. If it's going to be that awful, don't pursue it. And they came to the conclusion of, well, no, that would be a horrible thing. My life would be wasted. I wouldn't fulfill my purpose. And I would have wasted my life. I never would have fulfilled what I feel like I'm here to do. And I said, so what's really scary? Is it scary to do it and put yourself out there and maybe fail? Or is it scary to never have done it and to reach the end of your life knowing you never did it? And I said, well, actually, the second one is scarier. And I said, so what's the safe choice then? And they said, the safe choice is to do it. The safe choice is to go for it and to put myself out there and just do it. And I said, that's right. The safe choice is to do it. There's nothing safer than that. And so it's recognizing, where are these thoughts and these feelings coming from inside of us? And by the way, this client has been crushing it ever since. Growing in leaps and bounds, getting opportunities, like they're just opening up for them exponentially. That's a quantum leap. But it takes letting go of the fears, letting go of the doubts, the insecurities, the I can'ts, the I shouldn't, the I don't know if it'll work out for me, what if it goes horribly wrong? It takes getting rid of all of that. And that can't be done by consciously thinking our ways through it. We can't just think our way through that stuff. So this is what I now call quantum release therapy. And it's letting go of all this stuff in the past. This is what allows the quantum leap forward. And this is what allows us to begin to really tap into our intuition, to tap into that higher self, to begin to receive real guidance, to really know at your core, what is the right decision? What is the path forward? And it becomes so much clearer. So many people, and you might be experiencing this right now, are kind of stumbling around going, well, I don't know if I should do this or if I should do that. Should I take this chance in my business? Should I not? Should I move cities or should I stay where I am? Should I go to this course or not? And often we think we're being guided by intuition, a higher power, a higher source, our higher self. but it's really just an echo of, you did that in the past and that one failed, so don't try it again. Remember that time that you spoke up in class and they laughed at you? Don't do it again. Or, change is scary and all of these things, because maybe you changed something at some point in your life and it was scary and it didn't go the way you expected. And so it's really the past we're responding to and not actually being able to see these future opportunities and responding to what is in our best interest, what is our greatest good, what is aligned with our highest power. So it requires some work. And, you know, this work it's not hard. It really isn't. And when I work with clients one-on-one, this is the work that I do, this quantum release therapy. And we go through a process of releasing fears, negative emotions, other negative emotions from the past, overcoming anxiety, getting rid of doubts and limitations, so that you can see a clear path forward and you can move forward with absolute certainty that, yes, this is going to work. Now, with all of that stuff, all that baggage out of the way, now you can trust yourself. You can trust that internal guidance, that the voice that you're hearing is the correct voice to listen to and not something you're carrying from a bad experience in the past. So if that's something that's speaking to you, if you're like, you know what? This is me, because this has been me. I used to make all of my decisions based on fear, and I thought I was listening to my gut. I thought I was listening to my intuition. Well, what I came to realize is that when I listened to my gut, it was mostly anxiety. You know, people talk about listening to their gut, and unless you have fully cleaned up the past, that gut feeling, for me, that was anxiety. And I thought that was this higher guidance I was listening to, but no, it was just keeping me small. And when I released everything I was holding on to from the past and reconciled my past, I was able to say, okay, now I see clearly into my future. I see exactly what I want to do. I see very clearly what the next steps are, but I couldn't see that before because it was so muddled by all this fear and anxiety and uncertainty. So if you want to do that, book a call with me. I have space for a few one-on-one clients right now, which is why I'm talking about this today, because I have openings for clients. And I don't take many one-on-one clients. And lately I've been pretty close to one-on-one clients. I've had a full roster, but I have a couple openings. I have some room in my schedule coming up. So if that's something that speaks to you and you're like, this is me, Terry, I'm clouded by all this judgment. And by the way, everyone is. There's nothing wrong with you. If you haven't done this work, then everyone is holding on to stuff from their past until you've done some work to reconcile it and to heal it. So it doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're damaged. It doesn't mean you have trauma either. Gosh, I think so many people in the online space right now are talking about trauma. And they'll tell you things like, everyone has trauma and we're all dealing with trauma. No, we're not. No, we're not. Trauma is a medical term. It's a diagnosable term. It's in the DSM-5. So let's leave the trauma talk to the psychologists, the psychiatrists, doctors, people with medical degrees. Let's leave the trauma talk to the licensed professionals. I don't think coaches should be talking trauma. That is another unpopular opinion. Oh, there's my dogs. I don't know if you guys can hear them. It might get removed off the recording. If we can, we'll remove it. But otherwise, my dogs are saying hello, which probably means that my Amazon order has just arrived. Okay, I think they're good now. So, if that speaks to you and you're like, I've got to get rid of this stuff, book a consultation with me. I'll put the link in the show notes to book one. I'm only taking a few clients. That's not a marketing tactic. I'm not saying that to pressure you into anything. I'm saying that because I only have room for a few clients. I keep my one-on-one coaching quite small these days. I love one-on-one coaching, but I don't want to be coaching one-on-one all day, every day. I like to give the clients, my one-on-one clients who I have, all my attention and focus, which means I can't do that for 20 people at a time. I can do that for a handful of people at a time. So If you're interested in that, just book the call with me. You're not obligated to sign up with me from the call. It's really for us to just talk, get to know each other, and see if we're a good fit to work together. And if we are, fantastic. We'll go from there. And if we're not, that's okay too. It'd be great to meet you anyway. So link is in the show notes. And if you got value out of today's episode, which I hope you did, follow me on Instagram and let me know what your takeaway was. And just to recap, I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your instincts. We have instincts. We have instinctual feelings in our body, sensations that tell us, like, don't go down there, don't turn that way, don't take that flight today. That you need to listen to those. But those ones that are like come in the form of a voice in your head that's like, hey, I don't know. You should go to that conference tomorrow. Those are usually the ones that are coming from some past bullshit that we're holding on to. So I hope this helps. I hope this helps you to make better decisions going forward and know that you can release all that stuff from the past so you can make better decisions moving forward with clarity and confidence, learning to trust yourself. You can tap into that inner voice, that intuition, the real intuition that's being guided by your higher self to make better choices, better decisions. And it starts with just booking that call. So thanks for joining me today. I hope to see you on a call soon with me. And I look forward to being back next week. Next week, I'm joined by Allison Smith. She's a coach. And she has a really interesting approach to coaching that I think you're going to find fascinating. So definitely tune in for that episode next Tuesday. Thanks again for joining me today. Hope to hear from you soon. And share this with a friend who you think might find it valuable. As always, have an amazing rest of your day. Bye for now.